The Wisconsin Supreme Court recently shuffled the deck regarding casino agreements between tribes and states. Now majority lawmakers say they want a hand in determining what the state's take will be, what games will be allowed, and for how long. Assembly Speaker John Gard says Republicans just want final approval. They don't expect to be at the bargaining table.
The governor can be the lead negotiator. That's great. And we would love to support him on that. But much like the tribes do, we think it's appropriate to have the legislature and other people around the state have some say in that.
A similar bill permitting legislative review was vetoed by Governor Jim Doyle last spring. His spokesperson, Dan Leistkow, says this won't be signed into law either.
I mean, it's pretty amazing that the Republicans want to continue to waste time and taxpayer dollars just passing the same bills over and over again.
Mark Van Norman of the National Indian Gaming Association says other states have wrestled with the issue of who should approve Indian compacts.
That situation has come up before in New Mexico, Arizona, and more recently New York. And tribes have continued to work in good faith in those areas with the state to work those situations out.
Last week, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled the governor went too far in allowing new Las Vegas-style games and a never-ending gaming compact with the Potawatomi. Justices said that unilateral agreement took away power from the legislative branch. Republican leaders say they're open to longer gaming agreements, but expect the tribes to pay the state more in casino profits. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.